handle the truth. Truth.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Gromit, Winter Road II, coming to you live out of Alaska. Man, it's been a fun week and so here. Oh, golly, just are we tired of winning yet? These lying, stealing, blasphemy Democrats. Oh, God, I love watching them squirm. Wait till you start getting them indicted. And then we're going to see some real squealing that'll make put pigs to shame. Unbelievable. Two movies really are worth watching. I go to watch movies. I don't go to the movies much anymore. I watch Netflix and other stuff because most of these new movies are... I'm not enough of the sci-fi stuff. Pretty soon there's no story. It's just all smoke and mirrors bloated up. But Unplanned, which they rated R, is about a gal that was ahead of an abortion clinic for Planned Parenthood. And I am telling you, if you go watch that movie, and if you're in favor of abortion, after even the first 10 minutes or so, there is something morally wrong with you. They rated it R. I mean, if I had a family, I'll tell you, any girl or anybody, boy or girl above 10 years old, or even, should see this, should start in planning what an atrocious thing an abortion is. Pure evil. And then even to contemplate, like in Virginia or West Virginia, in New York, right up to the time the woman is going to have a child, and then Virginia or West Virginia, that governor, we can just make them comfortable after they're born, and then we'll go to the woman and we'll give them a thumbs up or a thumbs down, just like in Gladiator, whether we execute them or not. I can't believe that I'm living in a country that would even consider this. And then the Democrats, which is absolutely this a party of Satan, Baphomet, that goat guy, half goat, half man, it's pure evil. It's just absolutely There is no excuse. These people that would do that, I don't know what to say anymore. It just leaves you speechless how evil these people can be. Say, go. I really recommend Unplanned and another movie that I watched. There was two this week. Actually, I normally can't even find one in a week or two or three. Hotel Mumbai. It's about 10 Muslims that attacked the hotel back, I think it was 2008, somewhere along in there. And they attacked 12 places, and they attacked this really top-of-the-line motel, or hotel. Not a motel, it's a hotel. And to show you how barbaric the Muslims are. Islam. It's not a religion. God, just can't believe that people can't freedom of religion. You can't even leave being a Muslim, Islam. They'll kill you. And it's a freedom of religion. And Judge Jean Pirro, boy, she had a great show. It's on Breitbart. If you go to Breitbart, it's about 40 minutes there. Hijab. She's questioning about how can you be for the Constitution of the United States and you wear a hijab. Cover your head, because that's part of the Quran, which says that Allah and Allah, I tell you unequivocally that Allah ain't got one ding dang thing to do with our Creator. Nothing. He promotes Muhammad, a pedophile, a criminal. Unbelievable. And I saw where the Pope, well, we got to learn to get along with the Muslims, the Islam people. Get along with them? These people? How can you read the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt have no other God before me. Well, I'm going to go shake hands with Baphomet over there. Oh, because he's such a great guy, like they did in the when the Goddard title over there in Switzerland. They get around and put him on a throne, dress him up as half goat, half man, and they got all these people out there imitating homosexual acts, and everybody's going, yay, yay! You know what that reminds me of? Moses came down off the mountain, and they were celebrating the old building the golden calf. You betcha. And the earth opened up, and they was gone, because there's no hope for these people. They're not even, I don't even think they're people. I don't think they got a soul. I don't know. Pure evil. Everybody is running all over themselves for those 50 Muslims or whatever that got killed down in New Zealand. I don't give a hoot. Why would I care? They're the enemy. My enemy. Any Christian, they should be an enemy. Not to mention there are Christians all over the world every day are being killed. I saw we're in France. There's an average of 3 churches a day are being vandalized and stuff stolen. But in Africa, they're killing Christians every dang day. And do you hear any peep about all these people? Why does everybody run, oh my gosh, it's the poor Muslims. They kill Christians and not a peep. Not a peep. I don't say anything. It's okay to kill Christians. And we invite them into our country. Muslims cannot be in our country. Look what's happening to Sweden, to Finland, England, France, Germany. They're going to end up being Muslim countries. They invited the Trojan horse in, except they don't need to be a Trojan horse. They invite them in, and then all the crime rate goes up, and they rape the women, and, oh, that's all right. Shh, we don't talk about that. I want to be nice to these people. We're going to give them asylum. Right. I want to play this and see what you think of this. I'll wait for the RBN.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
Guess what that is? Call to prayer for the Muslims. Do you want to hear that 5 times a day? I sure the heck don't. New Zealand said, oh, yeah, yeah, let's get ready to play that. They're bending all over themselves. Hijab, the gal down there in New Mexico, oh, we're going to get rid of all them semi-automatic weapons because that was the problem. Oh, you betcha, absolutely. Dumber than a rock. Planning their own suicide. And they have no idea why. I don't know. It just escapes me. I know one thing. If this country ever gave up its arms, we would lose. We would end up like other countries have. Like Russia and some of these other countries. They don't have any way to fight. What are you going to fight with? It's not the guns. It's the people that use them. And who is using the most violence in the world today? Muslims! So why don't we ban Muslims? I say that's just simple logic. Look at all the violence that's going on in the world today. And tell me that most of it isn't Islam. Muslims. That's why that is really a great movie, that Hotel of Mumbai. They get both sides of what these guys are, these barbarians, and that's a nice word for them, 10 of them. Uncontrolled, who in his right mind in a war or whatever kills innocent people that have nothing to do with anything? Christians do that? Do they? I don't think so. Name one other group that does that. Nobody. Don't do it. We got the blacks in this country that are somehow these ones that are brainwashed by the Democratic Party, and they're waking up, a lot of them, finally. They go and burn down their own damn neighborhoods, and they keep buying into the lies. Ferguson. Hands up, don't shoot. A total freaking lie. Trey Martin, another lie. And they go burn down their own neighborhoods. Figure that one out. I don't know. Then we got that Smollett case up there in Chicago. That guy is going to get burned before it's over. Hopefully we have actually now a Department of Justice and an FBI. I'm not thrilled with the guy head of the FBI yet, but I'm hoping Barr turns out to be something that he'll prosecute these people. Absolutely guilty. And he gets turned loose, 16 counts, felony. Well, and who is it? Well, Obama's maid or whatever, Michael, big Mike. I don't know how she keeps that in her cover. Gave the gal that she gives a call and talks to the prosecutor, and all of a sudden it's magically dismissed. And, oh, we didn't do anything wrong, the gal says. No, we. Now our latest thing is they were talking about the lawyer for Smollett. Oh, guess what? I'll bet these guys were in whiteface. And that's why I thought they were white, wearing a MAGA hat. Make a great hat again. Oh, you betcha. Absolutely. You just, honest to God, these liars. I don't know why anybody even tuned in to CNN and NBC and these other outfits. That's all they do is spread lies. If you want to read a good fictional book, go get a book with on fiction. It's got a story to it. And the thing is, can't remember, it's one thing that these people always do. They are really good Saul Alinsky folks. Rules for Radicals, dedicated his book to Lucifer, Hillary, Clinton wrote a thesis on it. She was a star pupil. So was Obama. What's one of the rules? Always accuse the other guy of what you are doing and never admit the con. They never admit when you catch them in a lie. Like that shift out there in California. No matter what you do to him, you can probably hold a gun to his head. He'll never admit it. And now they want the Mueller report. God, I was just so happy when that come out. Because he was our hero. Now some of them are turning on him. You can't create truth from a lie. 1,000 lies will never equal one truth. That's just a fact. They got nothing. Absolutely nothing. Well, there's more to the story, though. What is the issue with having the whole Mueller report come out? First of all, if you were found absolutely innocent, why would anything want to be turned over there was nothing? First of all, there was no crime. And so the report comes out. Why would the research that proved that there was no crime, why would that be of any value? It hasn't, except that they got to have something so they can go in and give it a spin. Well, guess what? Does anybody remember our great pedophile and rapist president called Bill Clinton? Lolita Express? Even Hillary was on that. Underage people. Well, this billionaire going to this island. Remember old Billy? Old Billy boy that couldn't keep his zipper up or his pants up? Well, guess what? You see, there was an issue back in 1998 or whenever that close to when that happened. You know what happened? They did the report. Starr did a report. And that report was made public. All of it. All of that report was made public. And there was a book written about it. All of the story details and everything. Do you know what happened? There was an article about that. Lewinsky said, she said, only, let me get her thing here. We can't say all of the words, but let's see what she said here. What they did is, she said, if freaking only the Starr report had been handled with the same discretion that the Mueller report was. Because this report, filled with the details of Clinton and Lewinsky's sexual relationship that were graphic, had dubious legal relevance, became an overnight national sensation. An estimated 20 million Americans logged on the then-young internet to read the Starr report at the same time and making it the most read document online at the time. The Starr report was also rushed into print as a paperback, quickly selling millions of copies packed with an odd mix of dense legalese and steamy sex scenes. So what happened after old Billy Boy got caught with his pants down getting a blowjob in the old Oval Office? Talk about a low point in the Oval Office. What did they do? The all Democrats. Now see, they're not telling you this part. You're not going to find that anywhere else. They won't tell you what they did. Oh, we can't have that. We got a pedophile and a rapist up there in the president's office. We got to protect him. So what'd they do? Oh, they immediately, and it's in the Mueller report, if you go in and look at it, it talks about, back in a minute. Why would he put something in the Mueller report? And nobody talks about it.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here. And this is as crazy as the Democrats. KKK! Hey, that was your paramilitary arm of the Democratic Party, you dumb idiots. Jeez. But they accuse us or the people. Oh, this KKK, he's bad people. It's you. You. That was a paramilitary arm, just like the media. It's a propaganda arm of the satanic Democratic Party. Well, in Mueller's report that was summarized by Barr, why would he say, this is on page 3, the bottom of page 3 and top of page 4, the relevant regulations contemplate that the special counsel's report will be a, quote, confidential report, end quote, to the Attorney General. See Office of the Special Counsel, 64 Federal Register, 37.038. July 9th, 1999. When is that? Oh, that's right after Billy Boy got caught with his zipper down. And they were all Democrats. So they put in a special regulation. And then at the end of his report, he says at 28 CFR, he says the Attorney General may determine the public release of notifications to your respective committees that would be of a public interest, 28 CFR, that's Code of Federal Regulation, 600.9, parenthesis, little c, as in Charlie. They were out to protect Billy Boy. And here they're saying, we need that Mueller report. Why would they need it? Because they're going to nitpick it. If you're found innocent of something, there was no crime, first of all, why would anybody even release it? Frank Gowdy come out with something like that. What's the purpose? because they need something to chew on. Oh, there's something here. There's got to be something there that we can grab a hold of. Oh, you betcha. Absolutely. They'll nitpick something. These people, I think they said there's three investigations now. House, Senate, and Mueller. And Mueller did what? All of this stuff. And nothing. It's a nothing burger because it never happened. Trump was really smart. Everybody kept saying, fire Mueller, fire Rosenstein. No, because see, he's got Rosenstein's signature along with Barr and there's two other ones. There was no collusion. He hung himself. That's why they gave him absolute all the stuff he wanted. They didn't touch anything because there was no instruction. Again, whatever you want. Because he knew what the result had to be. So why don't we go into and just go a little deeper for a people that can actually have a brain to think. What does 2064 CFR 37038 tell us? First of all, we need an understanding of what the deal is. Most people have no clue about agencies. How would we? We're not taught it. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he's the one that really got agencies up in gear. He did a research in 1937, a book. And by the way, if you haven't seen it, oh, it is one heck of a read. I got it out of Gonzaga Law Library, and I copied it and sent it back 400 pages. It's called The Headless Fourth Branch of Government. These agencies are not elected. They're not accountable to anybody. They do whatever the hell they want. But how do they work, this headless fourth branch of government? Here's an extremely brief overview. They're supposed to put in proposed regulations into the Federal Register. Federal Register Act came about in 1935, and it made the President of the United States means a federal agency. Really? He's the same as the Federal Reserve? That's a federal. That's another one. The President of the United States is a federal agency? Oh, come on now. I kid you not. People do not understand, because under the Federal Register Act, what they did is these agencies, they file stuff in, which I'm going to tell you about how, what they do. But what the president does, if you'll look and see what Trump is doing, he uses executive orders because he's a federal agency. He can't file in a proposed rule and a final rule and all that nonsense. They're called executive orders. And in that
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, we're back here, and this is out of the Senate report, no, House report, number 280. It was done, let's see, what's the date was it done here? March 4th, 1935. Herbert Hoover repealed 1,006 statutes. March 3rd, 1933. March 4th, 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, that loved that Italian over there that was in bed with Hitler. He loved Mussolini. Documented. He started off with the National Recovery Administration Act, and by 1935, they had issued, let's see, what was it, 674 executive orders, 2,998 administrative orders by 1935. They did the National Recovery Administration, and he said, this stuff is law now. Yep. These were just executive orders, so he started issuing executive orders that are law, and the agency started to do in their nonsense. There was no Administrative Procedures Act yet. By 1935, he was losing control because these agencies were just making it. They were just, I mean, you turn them loose. There's nobody regulating anything. Just go for it, man. They're going for it. But this is what an executive order is. Every executive order that anybody does, including Trump, is put in the public federal register. And it could actually be up or down by Congress. Because he's a federal agency. People don't know these things. How would they know? So then, on this thing to cover old Billy Boy here, they did this regulation. I'm going to be putting this in out today in the group that's IRS list for $250 donation, or if you can't afford it, you get it for free as long as you tell me why you can't. July 9th, 1999. Final rule. Well, first of all, before we can interpret how these things work, now remember, this is all put out by the Democrats immediately after Billy got caught with his zipper down. Because they were going to protect, make it so that the special counsel's stuff they could keep it a secret and not publish it, because that was so devastating. The poor old Billy Boy. Everybody got a front row seat, basically, to what he was doing in the Oval Office. That's a killer, huh? Well, how this thing works, to give you the overview, how the headless fourth branch of government, it's still out there. It got away. But what Trump has been doing is killing the regulations. Just like Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged. Anybody's ever read that book? An amazing read. Where is John Galt? They were, by regulations, killing a country. That's what the Democrats are doing, or have been doing, and Republicans. You regulate us out of business. Why are all of a sudden now we're exporting all this oil and gas, and we're self-sufficient since Trump got in? In 2 years, it went from, what, 40 years of we have to bring all oil and gas, and we're at the whim of Saudi Arabia and all these places, and all of a sudden in 2 years now we've got enough oil and gas, we're exporting this stuff, getting rid of the regulations. But how does the headless fourth branch of government work? People don't know. How would they know? It took me a while if I was looking for it. Because, first of all, you have to understand these agencies make procedural regulations. I'm going to be a good boy. I'm here to help you out. Democrats lying. Same thing. Can't hold them accountable for it. IRS manual. It's irrelevant. They can't hold them to it. Oh, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to do this, but we don't do it. So what are you going to do? Nothing. Then there's another type of regulations called interpretive regulations. They take a statute and they interpret it. Do they have the force and effect of law? No. The agency has no power. So they interpret it. But we still can lie and you can't do anything about it. They have 601 and 301. 301 is the interpretive or smoke and mirrors nonsense. Then we have substantive regulations or substantive regulations. What are they supposed to be? They're supposed to have the force and effect of law. They're not law, but to have the force and effect of law. Now you stop and think about that statement. That's the same thing as the Title 42, United States Code, 1983 lawsuits, under color of law. The heck does that mean? Do we have law or not? Well, this started back after the 14 Stat 27 when we created a citizen of the United States that has the same rights as white citizens. It's still on the internet. You can check it out very easily. 42 United States Code, 1981, 1982. It said 1988. That's harder because that goes back to the revised statutes of 1878. But you can check 42. USC 1981 and 1982 have the same rights as white citizens. That was 1866. Then we put it into the 14th Amendment. We put both sides into 14th, but nothing changed. I'm going to get to that a little bit here later in the show. And then in 1870, we did two things. We said, oh, by the way, you know the black folks? That we give the same rights as white citizens, we're going to give them civil rights so they can vote. No political rights. Civil rights. Wait a minute. A citizen of the United States doesn't have political rights? Nope. Well, how in the hell do you get anybody you put in office? Because the right to vote, discrimination is you go to the building, can't keep you out because of race, color, whatever's. But when you get inside, you're not entitled to cast that vote, for you have no right of suffrage or elective franchise. They also said, oh, by the way, you know, now we can naturalize the black folk, so they'll be exactly the same. Shh, I gotta tell nobody about that one. You'll never hear the NAACP or the Southern Law of Poverty, these racist organizations, talk about that. Nope. So now getting back to the regulations. This is what's going on all over today. It's been going on big time since Franklin Delano Roosevelt on March 4th, 1933 took over. By the way, he's the first president of the United States that has started the taking an oath that's not a constitutional oath. He started his name. No president since then, including Trump, I don't know if he even knows. Can't know everything. Has taken the constitutional oath. Because there's no elections for the constitutional officers in these countries. I'm going to get to that before the show's over. And I can prove it. They printed. Anyway, on this, so now we have procedural regulations that are worthless. It's like listening to Shift. And in California, talk, there is. Absolutely. There. I have evidence. It's right there, boy. Doesn't exist. The interpretive regulations, who cares? We hear all these Hollywoods, interpreting this. These people are dumber than rocks, and they're corrupt. They're angry. They're evil. Who cares what they say? They said they were all going to leave a whole bunch of them out of this country. I haven't seen one of them pack up and leave yet. They're liars. So interpretive regs. So now we have the ones that are the force and effect of law, called substantive or substantive regulations. Chrysler v. Brown was a holding of the Supreme Court, 1979. What does that entail? Have you ever seen one? I've never seen one. And I have access to all the Federal Register. I've never seen one. They're like hen's teeth. I don't see one. So what's supposed to happen? They're supposed to put in a proposed rule into the Federal Register. And then you, because you get up every morning and you check the hundreds or thousands of these damn things that they put out there, right? Well, how about, who knows how many they put out? And then we could file in and make a comment. Really? Well, I'm sure we all got time to do that. That's just like throwing mud against the fence every day so we can get around and say, well, I'll get around and see what's going on here. Fred in Iowa, question or comment?
Both. Ralph, if I called in and you give me a freebie on income tax, I wouldn't take advantage of it. And for this reason, I don't want to waste your time and your money. I don't know if I have the smarts to figure that out and learn
that.
Okay,
let me clarify that. I'm not giving you a freebie on IRS. What I am doing, this is why they've had done three stings against me, and they got me one out here in Chickaloon, but they can't understand. You see, I don't charge anybody for this stuff. What I am offering is if you can't afford, cannot afford, all you do is email me. I am passing out information because I have a knack for it. I've been doing it for a lot of years, and I have access to Westlaw. If you don't have the access to Westlaw, I can do more in 10, 15 seconds. It's amazing what Lerlin Shift and some of these other people did without it. To all the stuff they had to read. I can do so much with word searching in 10, 15 seconds. I am passing out information, cases, real cases, and I try to put some lead into it, but it takes you to have to take the time to try to read some of this stuff that I put together legally in other posts. And you're welcome to call me. I answer calls as best I can and give suggestions to people. I provide research material. I'm not an attorney, not a counselor at law. We've got three cases going right now that I'm involved with. We beat the IRS on a reduced judgment, Mooney in Minnesota. It lasted for 3 months. They did a dismissal with prejudice. The judge got an email, ex parte email, and changed her mind. And so we're dealing with that. We got one topping in Massachusetts and got a habeas for Rappert in Minnesota. That is too hot to handle. I know their game. And I don't know everything, but I know enough now to really, really, really be extremely dangerous. And I want to pass this information out, if you want it. Just email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. It's $250.
Okay.
You know, if you can't afford it, just email me and I'll add you. If you can, I accept the donations because all I'm trying to do is keep my house going here and stuff like that. That's all I'm trying to do, just stay afloat.
Okay, what I can say to that is bless your heart for what you're doing. In fact, I would rather just send in a contribution now and then and never get the packet for this reason. Okay, it's going to take, besides considerable smarts, it's going to take a hell of a lot of effort and work. Well, I don't think that's in my category. I have to stick to things that I know and what I can explain and talk about. Now, what I say to the listening audience all through RBN, instead of just being a caller, which can be flattering to your ego, no, get off your butt and talk to your children, talk to your family, talk to your neighbor, talk to people. Right now, these vaccine shots has gotten me pretty very concerned. But there's many other things. But, Ralph, since Hoover and since Roosevelt and all the presidential orders, right up to now, has anything changed? Okay, well, I lived about 14 years. Go ahead.
We are winning. He's cutting back the regulations. All these things. He's got rid of NAFTA. My God, we got us out of this Paris Accord. All this crazy stuff. I mean, we're winning.
Well,
and we need knowledge. Okay. That's why I'm going over this today. And then I'm going to go over the rest of this, Esau in the Bible is. If you start to understand who you are, status, if you were in old, merry old Egypt back then, you were either an Egyptian or an Israelite.
I'm going to start out with all my comments when I call in the different websites, our host. Without the Bible, education is worthless. Noah Webster, and he was kind of father of education. But, you know, I lived about 14 years in Alaska, and that was some of the happiest times in my life. But I was a very young man and ignorant and dumb. But we have a lot of oil, and I forgot what island or whatever.
Gull Island.
Yeah. Right on. Okay.
I've been there. I've been on that island.
Venezuela is supposed to have all this oil. Okay. Why in the hell are we trying, or they're trying to brainwash the public, to invade a sovereign nation? Whether it is socialistic or whatever, and have these sanctions on it. Well, I'll tell you, buddy, if there wasn't no sanctions on it, that oil would be coming in, and that drops the price of oil. Okay, oil is edging up again. It was down to about $1.87 here in Iowa, and then it's up to $2.59. Okay.
Yeah. Part of what you're saying is true, but the bottom line is, too, we're not invading. Those people down there are trying to fight for their freedom, and I don't see why we can't help them.
That's what we're told, Ralph. That's what we're told by the mass media.
We're not going to settle that on this show here right now. We could talk a whole show, and I don't want to spend the whole time on that, but we're going to have to disagree. We're out degree to disagree. We shouldn't be in a nation building, but the bottom line is there is a guy that supposedly has been elected by the people, and there's a dictator there, and of course Russia's there because they want that oil, because they'll use that oil and it'll go to Cuba. It's supporting Cuba. Cuba will go down without Venezuelan oil. So there's an awful lot to this. We can't make it really simple, but I fully support what we're doing in Venezuela. So anyway, if you got anything more on our subject, or I want to move on here. We can't
I admire you and I respect you, Ralph, but you know, we have a little bit difference of the take on this. But anyhow, sure. I thank you for the call and I hope to talk to you later and have a hell of a good afternoon. Bye-bye.
Oh, I will. I'm having a great year. It's going to be a great year. So anyway, getting back to the regulation thing, how would people know how this works? They don't. Anyway, so what's supposed to happen is they publish in the Federal Register a proposed regulation. And then you have the right to comment. It don't mean that anything's going to happen. But first of all, you don't even know about it. How are you going to read this every day? Nobody's going to take the time out of our life to read all this smoke and mirrors nonsense. Only some special interest group or something that's trying to get something done. So they have a proposed rule. published in the Federal Register. They have comments. They have a certain time, 30 days or so, they have to, you have to comment on it. Then they come back with a final rule. And this final rule, then they address the comments. But it don't have any force to effect of law. And if you have standing, you can take this regulation to court. Oh, yeah, that's what we really want to do, huh? Get a lawyer and take off and go spend $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000 to take on one regulation. This is what Trump is killing without us doing that. And then after the regulation passes, what's supposed to happen then is there's a 30-day waiting period. Back in a minute.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back here. So what we do is they do the proposed regulation. They wait for 30 days. I think it's 30, might be 60, 30 days. Anyway, they get a comment. It comes back proposed, and then the final rule. Then they have the comments in it. Then they're supposed to wait 30 more days to give us notice. Like, who's going to, where are you going to get notice of all this stuff? Now, this was done in July. By July, there were 37,000 regulations already for that year. 37,000 of them. Wouldn't live long enough chasing this stuff. Well, what's important in this whole thing here in the certifications and determinations in the Federal Register, it's 5 United States Code 553, B, C, and D. What is that? Well, in the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946, FDR, of course, he croaked. I don't know if he was dead. I think Truman was then when I finally got in. Anyway, they wanted to get control. So they said, well, you got to publish it. You got to have a proposed. You got to have a final rule. Then it come back. And then you got to wait 30 days. And then Congress then has 6 months to up or down it. The overview of an agency. And who does it apply to? Citizens of the United States. Yep. It's right in there. It's all it applies to. Citizens of the United States. Well, who in the hell are those folks? Sounds real good. I don't see a problem with that. But anyway, this here particular regulation bypassed everything. We need this ASAP. We don't have to do the proposed. We don't have to wait 30 days. We're going to get it done. And the Democrats were the ones that did it to protect Hillary or Bill. Why is nobody talking about that? They say, oh, we got to have full disclosure. Well, the full disclosure was changed because a Bill got caught with his zipper down and something hanging out. You did it. Now you're bitching. We got to have the full report. Well, you guys wanted to protect the whoever when they did a special counsel. Of course, nobody will tell you the rest of the story. We don't need facts anymore. We just lie after lie after lie. I'll bet you that there's probably, I know our Murkowski up here, our piece of garbage Senator Murkowski, she don't understand this. She went up against that, it's a bad thing to have CO2. She just made a show of it. And I read the stuff, stumbling a rock. Even they don't know how it works. A lot of them. Some of them do, but most of them don't. How are we supposed to know? You're not going to find this summarized anywhere, but I just told you. This is what they did with the Federal Register Act. The president does executive orders that can be overridden. Agencies do proposed regulations, final regulations. And then those have this, if they do all that and they actually abide by 5 USC 553 B, C, and D, which nobody does, they would have the force and effect of law. They look like, but they're not. And they only affect citizens of the United States, if you understand what's going on. And Congress isn't involved in one damn part of it, and supposedly we're bound by it? This is the crazy world we live in today. That's why all these regulations, you go fighting these regulations on these agencies, it's an uphill battle because you don't understand what you're fighting and how to fight it. Because there's no lawmaking power there. They're making regulations for a fiction in law that does not exist. It's called the character of a citizen of the United States. Character is really a key word. Because Slaughterhouse and Cruikshank after the 14th Amendment said nothing's changed. Back in a minute.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.